Good morning. Another warm and humid start across interior New York and New England. Many locations not even getting down below the 70-degree mark. Some places across the higher terrain especially dipping back into the middle and upper 60s, but still very mild. A couple of showers passing by here and there may wet the ground early this morning. Otherwise, it'll be a dry and muggy start. Temperatures, with the sun getting higher in the sky, will rebound quickly back through the 70s and into the 80s on our way up to 90 degrees again. A trough of low pressure will approach from western New York during the day today. This trough will touch off scattered showers and thunderstorms by early afternoon and continue into the early evening hours. As these storms pass by, they will be enhanced by the increased heat and humidity and produce torrential downpours with flash flooding possible. We also run the risk at some damaging wind gusts and hail with some of the storms that do develop during the day. As that trough exits the region tonight, the activity will wind down, but it will remain warm and muggy overnight with areas of fog. Lows will be around 70 again. Tomorrow, we'll watch a cold front approach from the west, still warm and humid out in front of the cold front with temperatures touching to just about 90. As the front passes by, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be in the forecast again into the afternoon hours. Behind this front, the humidity will break in time for the weekend. It'll be a dry day on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, and temperatures will be back into the lower 80s. Back to the mid-80s on Sunday with a little more humidity, but still more comfortable than today with a mix of sun and clouds. On Monday and Tuesday, another disturbance will approach, and this will increase the chance for more showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the middle 80s, back to sunshine on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of central and northeast Pennsylvania, much of New York, to western and northern New England. And also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of Kansas and northern Oklahoma into the northern parts of Arkansas and southern Missouri. In addition to the strong storms expected here in the northeast, moderate to very strong instability is expected across the central plains, and strengthening west-northwesterly winds and bulk shear will support organized storm development. Computer models suggest the potential for storms through the evening across Kansas and Oklahoma with upscale potential. One or two mesoscale convective systems should advance to the east-southeast into tonight. The degree of instability and deep layer shear will support damaging winds and hail with these storms. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 55 degrees with a southwest wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 57 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 73 degrees, the dew point 67, 81% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.91 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s. Boston, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms later in the afternoon in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms and highs around 80. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 90 degrees, the low 70. The average temperature 80, that's 8 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday. For the month, 2.87 inches, which is 1.16 inches above normal. And 15.94 inches for the year, which is 4.34 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 99, set in 1995. And the record low, 49, in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of hazy sun and clouds, hot and humid today, with showers and thunderstorms likely, and highs in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a shower or thunderstorm and lows in the mid to upper 60s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of hazy sun and clouds, hot and humid today, showers and thunderstorms likely with highs around 90. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, warm and muggy overnight with fog, lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of hazy sun and clouds, hot, humid today, showers and thunderstorms likely with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Warm and muggy tonight with more showers and possibly a thunderstorm, also areas of fog in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun, clouds today, hot and humid with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs around 90. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with the potential for more scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun and clouds today, continued hot and humid with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs around 90. Mostly cloudy with evening showers and possibly a thunderstorm, warm and muggy with areas of fog overnight with lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, and still humid with highs around 90. A mix of sun and clouds, lower humidity Saturday, lower 80s, mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm Monday and Tuesday in the mid-80s, and back to the lower 80s with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.